And joining us on the line is our Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Hey, how are you?
Well, great.
Good to be back.
Well, thanks for joining us again. I see you're out there helping the veterans with some common sense. Tell us about this Veterans Debt Fairness Act.
Well, a veteran from Massillon came to my coffee on Thursday mornings, which we hold in the Capitol when the Senate's in session every Thursday at 8:30. And he came and he had a problem with the VA where he had been overpaid because of a disability and active duty duplicate pay. And he told the VA, and he told the Department of Defense, and they, or the VA, I'm sorry, and they didn't fix it. They kept sending him, then they hit him with a bill, and we ended up being able to help him, but that shouldn't be the way it is. So our bill, following the lesson from him, was to figure out how to make sure the VA is on the side of veterans here or not. When the VA makes mistakes, the victim of the mistake shouldn't have to bear the burden. And they will, of course, pay back what they overpaid, but they can set a schedule the way the IRS or anybody else does it. So this will just mean the VA. I mean, the VA is going to make mistakes. They have 10 million veterans that they worry about and they work with. But the mistakes have to not be at the expense of the veteran.
In your release, you write, according to a Vice News report, overpayments from the VA have been on the rise since 2013. That's 5 years. What's going on?
Well, you wonder. I mean, I don't see. I've seen worse than no improvement in the VA in the last year or so. I like the VA secretary. I know him. I've worked with him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not second guessing him and his abilities. I just don't see yet the progress that they promised, and in a whole bunch of things. And this is one of them.
All right. You want to give us a couple words on the shutdown, the pending shutdown?
There's not going to be a shutdown. There shouldn't ever be a shutdown. We've come to a good budget agreement after Senator McConnell and Speaker Ryan and the President were doing this month at a time, limping along budget. Finally, we convinced the leadership in Congress and the President to let's do a 2-year budget. Let's bring some predictability to this. The Secretary of Defense was our ally in this because he said you just can't plan, whether it's the Air Force or whether it's the community health clinics, you can't plan if you have to limp along 1 month at a time. So this is good news. We have made major progress on helping with pensions, good progress on the Children's Health Insurance Program, on opioid addiction. Congress is finally stepping up the way it should have some time ago. To deal with this terrible, terrible public health crisis in opioids.
Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi just got finished with a marathon speech. What goes into that, and how is a person able to do that?
That's a good question. She's 76 years old. She had, as someone said, she had on spiked high heels the whole time.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Rachel saying something. I couldn't understand what she was saying. But it was nobody's ever spoken that long, and she stood there. I mean, she cares deeply about this issue, and we need to fix it. And the Congress has again been AWOL as it's been on so many things in the last couple of years.
One last thing: when was the last time we had a 2-year budget in place?
Well, that's a good question. It's normally been a year at a time. Sometimes, but you know, since the Clinton days, there's been this, you know, the Tea Party Republicans, the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, has threatened government shutdowns every chance they get, every time the budget period ends, every time that there's a debt ceiling to deal with. And for the first time, I just think the public pressure on the President and on Speaker Ryan and on the Republican leader McConnell, the public pressure is you can't keep doing this. You got to do a long-term budget. That public pressure from all of us towards them really mattered.
Senator Brown, we appreciate your time.
Could I say one other thing? Awesome. I want to just make a special call out to John Bender, my friend, passed away. You all knew John, and John's funeral is, I believe, today. And I wanted to get back and couldn't. But John and his beloved Sue, I've talked to, and John's family's wonderful, and John was a great public servant.
Absolutely. We enjoyed having him on the radio talking politics and other things. A great man.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Sherrod, for your time. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here with some nice words there about there's even that picture in the paper we've seen previously of he and John Bender.